All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Matt Moore. The spring for you, everyone looks at spring differently. How do you look at it? What do you like to get done during spring?
Just more than anything, I think it's getting, you know, the reps and the work out of your arm, getting back into the fire, so to speak, is just, you know, kind of losing yourself in that moment of competition. You know, for me, it's more about that than it is to, you know, to have a certain amount of innings pitched or a certain amount of starts. It's just, you know, let's get comfortable out there to where, you know, for 30 to 36 starts, I can, you know, be ready for.
Well, you look back on 2016. What a year for you, Mike. Let's just look back a year ago in spring training with Tampa and where it ended up in October against the Cubs. Just reflect on that just a little bit.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's... I think it's a testament to the saying, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Because, you know, heading into last season, you know, I was pretty confident in my health. You know, so from there, it was just a matter of executing the game plan. You know, winning ball games, and you know, to go from we had some pretty tough times in Tampa last year, a pretty rough stretch, and to go from, you know, the basement to the first place is it's a shot in the arm. And I think just, you know, moving forward, it helps you know, helps you maintain that humble feeling where you don't know what's around the corner. So it's definitely a blessing.
Yeah, to watch your contribution and meeting you when you first came over and the type of pitcher you were to the type of pitcher you ended up in October, things changed for you, a different pitch, and a thing. You really grew up a lot, I think.
I mean, I feel like I've pitched better, you know, and I've had games like that in the past. To me, it didn't feel like that was a new bar for myself. You know, I won 17 games in 2013, so I thought to me that was something I kind of always went back to. And that year of success, and now I think just because this year's last season is more recent, I'm probably dipping into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess maybe because of the injury and then coming back from that, sort of rediscovering that you could do it again.
Right. Yeah. It's not the easier part. I think mostly just trying to get back into competition and not think about, you know, your health is probably the biggest hurdle to get over.
All right. So with the winter, what did you do this winter? What was the winter like for you?
Just relax. Tried not to make too many plans. It seems like we're traveling enough as it is, you know, for 200 plus days of the year. So, you know, it was just about trying to get family in town and, you know, be home for the holidays, and did a lot of fishing on my paddleboard. That was kind of a new thing I picked up. Played some golf, less golf. I think I'm getting worse. So I'm probably getting out of the golf game, but, no, the paddleboard fishing and just trying to relax and, you know, get ready for camp this year.
Yeah, well, this is new for me, paddleboard fishing. How do you do it, and what'd you catch?
It's basically a stand-up paddleboard, and you just make casts, and, you know, you're real efficient if you catch one. But I was always fishing for, like, a snook or redfish, mostly fishing off of docks or, you know, fishing docks in neighborhoods, and... but no, that was a lot of fun. That was something I'll probably continue on.
Yeah, I grew up in Florida. One of my thrills, honestly, catching a snook. That was one of my thrills in my life.
Yeah. That's the fish that most people target, and I wouldn't consider myself a very good fisherman, but I was able to. I think it's the paddleboard that helps you sneak up on them, you know, and they don't really know you're there, because I was catching the biggest snook I've ever caught. And I mean, not huge, you know, 26, 28 inch, but it's nice. I think it helps you creep up on them a little bit.
Yeah, they hang around the pillars is what they do. They like to hang around things.
Yeah, and then try to run you back up in there if you hook one.
All right. You got a good taste of Dodgers Giants, though, for the first time last year. What's your take on it?
I don't really know what all the fuss is about. No. You know, just kind of coming in, you know, I played the Dodgers earlier that year, and it just felt like an exhibition game. So, you know, kind of being injected in the middle of it was, you know, a new feeling for me.
All right. A couple of other things. Logan Forsythe is someone you'll face. He was a teammate at Tampa Bay. Give us a little insight into him.
I feel like that's a nice piece for them. Yeah. You know, moving forward, Logan is, one of the best teammates I've ever had, and just his presence and the leadership that he has without opening his mouth very much, I think, is going to go a long way over there. So kudos to them for upgrading and. It just adds to our job. You know, another right-hander, we got to figure out how to get out. But he's a tough player, and look forward to working against him.
Yeah, no, I like to see him play. I tweeted today, I think he's going to be a pain in the neck all year long. I sort of see that coming. All right, last thought for you, WBC, excited about it to see it?
Yeah, I am. Just, knowing some of the guys that are going to participate, it'll be fun. And I think to me it'll probably feel a lot like cheering on the men's soccer team. You know, I think it should be very fun to watch. The different alignments of teams and groups of guys getting to play with each other. I think it adds the excitement. It adds to, everybody's building, building it up, because it's a pretty nice tournament that they're able to get everybody ready for.
All right. Appreciate the time. I know you're busy all the time, and I appreciate having you on, as always.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Matt Moore. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.